A new paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences by UW researchers Bob Kelly, Todd Saravel, Brian Schumann, and one-time UW graduate student Jeff Smith looks at climate change in the Bighorn Basin in Wyoming and how it affected the population living there over thousands of years. Archaeologist Todd Saravel and geologist Brian Schumann came by to talk about their work.
We reconstructed human population levels for the Bighorn Basin and compared them to past climate, specifically to see to what effect climate controlled human population levels. And we found there was a very strong relationship between temperature, moisture, and the number of people living in the Bighorn Basin over the last 13,000 years.
The thing that I thought was most interesting coming from the geological perspective is that we had evidence that rivers like the Bighorn River had dried up for very long periods of time in the past. It was severely dry, much drier than anything we've experienced historically. It was interesting to see from the archaeological perspective that that really did have an impact on the numbers of people living in the region.
You write in the paper that there's been more work done to show cultural changes linked to abrupt climate events, but that slower changes' effect on people has been debated. Why is that so? Is that work harder to do?
From the geological record, some of the really pronounced changes can be much more obvious in some records. But now, over the last few decades, there's been much more emphasis on trying to understand how climate changes naturally. And so now we have a much clearer picture of some of these more progressive changes over long periods of time. And so this provides us the opportunity to make these comparisons that probably weren't possible before.
And what about from the archaeological kind of view?
Some of the first questions that archaeologists looked at, looking at climate change and its impacts on human societies, focused on complex societies like the collapse of Mesopotamia or the collapse of the Maya or the collapse of the Moche. And there were big problems that were fairly easy to address. With most of these, there was a fairly strong climatic signal. The problem with looking at gradual continuous change over time was that we had to develop methods for reconstructing human populations over long periods of time. And it's not until relatively recently that we've been able to do that.
So you conclude that the population size was controlled by slowly shifting environmental changes. Were there also noticeable changes in population behavior versus just numbers of people in the area?
That's a really good question. Certainly, we do see changes in human lifeways through time. Early on, people are exploiting mostly large game, plant foods, and small game become increasingly important through time. But to be honest with you, we have not examined the cultural details relative to this population record to the extent that we should, and we think that's one important next step to take here.
And in terms of reconstructing the geological record, were there specific challenges in this area, or were things easier to do in this area for whatever reason?
Well, in some ways, some of these questions about the history of climate in this region just hadn't been asked in the same way. And so we simply went out and used lakes as though they were giant precipitation gauges. And so we used the geological record from the sands and muds at the bottom of the lake to work out how wet and dry things were in the past based on how full the lakes were. And now we have a much clearer picture that the region has gone through some pretty dramatic changes in water supply. And I really think that those are probably the biggest factor in the relationship with the archaeological record. Although it's interesting, too, to see when we reconstructed the temperature history, that the warmest time periods in the last 11,000 years are only about as warm as this decade. So things have not necessarily been a lot warmer in the past, but they certainly have been a lot drier.
Todd, you were careful in an email to say that the study doesn't look at why the climate is changing, just that it is and how it's affecting or it has affected populations. Is the controversial why, does that make your work difficult at all? Or this is for either of you.
I don't think so, because we're looking at the past. We're looking at, you know, the last 13,000 years prior to the historic period when anthropogenic climate change became a reality. We're talking about natural climate changes here, and a place like Wyoming that's very arid. Even minor changes in climate, whatever the cause, can have serious impacts on human populations.
Yeah, it's interesting to realize that no matter what the cause of climate change is that the climate never has really stayed constant. And clearly, people change the way they behave or where they live to account for that. And that seems to come out in this record here. you know, whether or not that has clear implications for a modern technological society is a little bit – that is a bigger question.
But, well, so that's kind of my last question.
Yeah.
You know, we've obviously developed more tools to protect ourselves from a changing climate, at least to some extent. So what does your study have to teach us then?
Well, I think – I mean, I look back at this time period when there were virtually no people living in Wyoming at all, when we see that the Platte River had totally dried up. And I think there's not a lot of technological changes that will really allow us to avoid that also being a problem for us. But certainly we have many things that would help us buffer against less severe changes.
You know, one big thing that's being done in climate science right now is modeling climates and its potential impacts. What the archaeological record gives us is the opportunity to study climate change and its actual impacts. And they're not minor. I mean, a one degree C increase in temperature in Wyoming corresponded to a 50% decline in population. I mean, that's a major, major decline. Yeah, we have technological buffers today, like groundwater supplies, but they're not infinite. So if nothing else, I think it's really important to be aware of the history of the state and its population history and how climate has affected it.
That's archaeologist Todd Saravelle and geologist Brian Schumann. I'm Irina Zhurov.